Welcome, friends. This is episode 449 already. I was at the Young Museum here in San Francisco last weekend. They had a special exhibition by Paul Gauguin, a post-impressionist French painter who is known for his colorful paintings of Tahitian women and children. It had been a while that I set foot into a museum, even though I love art, especially the impressionists, Monet, Pissarro, Cezanne. Art inspires me. It's beautiful to look at, but it also does something to my brain. I can't quite describe it. It is relaxing and it gives me room to think. By looking into another world, a world expressed in color, it somehow brings color into my world. And that color inspires me to create. I'm not a painter, but I also create. I come home and often find myself writing for hours after looking at art. Writing is my creation. Everything I create starts with writing. My podcast, the videos I'm working on, and the speeches I plan to give in front of thousands. I create content. I think about my message, my story, what I want to say, and then I formulate it into words. Writing is my art, my creation. It's how I want to make an impact in the world. But I didn't always write. I also didn't used to look at art very much unless I was with a good friend from Germany who is a painter himself, and he would visit galleries all the time, so I trudged along. I always felt the inspiring power of art on my brain and in my heart, but back then I didn't know what to do with it. I hadn't yet discovered writing, and I didn't create anything. I mostly consumed. I consumed other people's creations. Paintings in museums, photographs in galleries. I admired art, but I didn't do anything with the impact this art had on me. We are all inspired every single day, now more so than ever. We spend hours on our devices, reading, surfing, watching, liking, tagging, but then doing nothing with all those hours of consumption. The workout videos you watch on YouTube, are you taking them to the gym with you and incorporate them into your routine? The beautiful sunrise pictures you admire on Instagram, are you going out at dawn trying to shoot something similar? The food blogs you follow and the recipes you save, are you testing them in your kitchen, refining them, perfecting them, letting other people try them out? What about your hardships, your long journey, your unique experiences? What are you doing with your stories? We consume endlessly, but we don't create. This consumption without creation reflects in other parts of our lives. Food is meant to give us energy so we can tackle the adventures that lie ahead of us. But we use food and drink to pass time, to soothe our worries, to fill us beyond what our body really needs. Learning and information gathering has become easier than ever. For most of my podcast episodes, I do research online. I listen to other podcasts and gather information there. I read a book from time to time. But prior to my podcast, I didn't do anything with the information I consumed every day. It's good to fill our brains. In the process we learn, we become wiser and better at what we're doing. But if we don't actively apply the information we consume, what's the use of all that reading and researching? How much time do you spend consuming, and how much time do you spend creating? What do you consume daily, and what do you do with all that consumption? If you're interested in certain subjects, cooking, gardening, dancing, photography, travel, whatever it may be, don't just read about it. Don't just look at pretty pictures. There's a reason this area piques your interest. There is something inside of you that wants to be expressed. Are you listening? Or are you drowning it out, filling it up, shutting it out? There is magic in creation. When we create something, we express ourselves in unique ways. This expression comes from deep inside of us, our feelings, our experiences, our sense of this world. When we create, we bring out who we are. My writing is an expression of me, My ideas, my past experiences, and my view of the world comes alive when I write. Your videographer that films you for your videos that you are posting on Instagram brings his background to those videos and turns them into unique pieces of art. You may be in the video, but he is the one expressing it. My friend later is from Cuba, and he sings and dances salsa. His music and his dance is an expression of who he is. Your creation is your art. It's your contribution to the world. Just how Gagong scholars inspired me, so can your words, your music, your movements inspire others. I know, we think small. We don't think we have anything to offer to this world, but we look at it the wrong way. Even the greatest creators need inspiration. We all need it. We want to become better at what we are already doing. And we always want to add new skills to our repertoire. And we need others for that, to learn how. You are that person to someone. You are the person someone out there needs. Your story may change their life. Your journey through dieting and exercising may help someone else. Your voice may help people connect. What is it that is calling on you to be expressed? Bring it out. Stop wasting time consuming for hours content that you never recall. Do something with that knowledge you already have. And then, as you create, go out and keep gathering more knowledge. Improve yourself as you create. Become better. But start now with what you have, with what you know, with what you already do. It is enough. Use it. Create something and bring yourself out into this world. Because this world needs you. Much love.